Father, we do thank you that, Lord, you're the one who calms us, Lord. Just like Chris sang, sometimes you calm the storm, sometimes you quiet those circumstances around us, sometimes you say, peace, be still. And then, Lord, sometimes we find your peace in the midst of the storm, knowing that you're with us. Lord, thank you for being with us right now. Thank you for your word. Lord, speak to us through your word. Get me out of the way. Let us hear your message and open our hearts to what you have to say. Help us to listen for your voice and take whatever you've said and obey it and put it into practice. And we pray it in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, from depression to direction. That's what we want to look at this morning. I alluded to it a little bit earlier. But do you ever feel like nothing's going right? Is that ever you? You ever feel like nothing's going right? This problem happens over here, and then that occurs, and then you start thinking about, how do I take care of this? What's going to happen here? What do I do? And then while you're trying to figure out, what can I do with this problem, another one comes upon you, and now you got two you're juggling. I've got to work on this. You know, I've got this one. And lo and behold, when it rains, it pours. Sometimes then something else will happen. And sometimes you're just overwhelmed. And you're just down, and you can just get so low. And the devil can fool you. And he can deceive you. And you can start to think, there's no hope. There's no hope. I have nothing. I don't have hope. There's no way I can get out of all this. There's no hope. But that's the lie of the devil. Because he is your hope. He's always there. He hadn't changed a bit. And he loves you. Whether you feel it or not, when you don't feel it, he loves you the same infinitely. And he's the answer, and he's your hope. And he'll never change, and he'll never leave you, and he'll never forsake you. Go to him. Turn to him. So let's look at it from depression to direction. How do we move from depression to direction? Let's look at Psalm 43 together. Let's hear God's word in Psalm 43. Let's hear some things that he says and just let him speak to us through his word. Psalm 43. If you're new at this, there's a Bible next to you in the chair. And you just open the Bible in the middle, turn back a little bit, and you'll see the Psalms, P-S-A-L-M. Look at Psalm 43. Let's listen to what the Lord says here. Vindicate me, O God, and plead my cause against an ungodly nation. Rescue me from deceitful and wicked men. You are God, my stronghold. Why have you rejected me? Why must I go about mourning, oppressed by the enemy? Send forth your light and your truth. Let them guide me. Let them bring me to your holy mountain, to the place where you dwell. Then will I go to the altar of God, to God my joy and my delight. I will praise you with the harp, O God, my God. Why are you downcast, O my soul? Why so disturbed within me? Put your hope in God, for I will yet praise him, my Savior and my God. How do you move from depression to direction? Well, first of all, when everyone and everything is against you, go to him. That's what we see in the first two verses. When everyone and everything is against you, go to him. Look at verse 1 and 2. Vindicate me, O God, and plead my cause against an ungodly nation. Rescue me from deceitful and wicked men. You are my God, my stronghold. Why have you rejected me? Why must I go about mourning, oppressed by the enemy? When everyone and everything is against you, go to him. We see, first of all, there the nation. When the nation is against you, go to him. What does he say right there in the beginning? Vindicate me, O God. What's he doing? He's going to the Lord. We see that. Vindicate. He's going to God. Vindicate me. O God, and plead my cause against an ungodly nation. Okay, so the nation has become ungodly. The nation is against him, and he says, vindicate me. He goes to God when the nation is against him. Well, that's what you and I need to do. I've heard it many times that this used to be a Christian nation. I've never really believed it, but I've heard it. Well, this used to be a Christian nation and all this. But now more than ever, we're seeing it right here in Alabama, same-sex marriage, and the Supreme Court will decide on it later in June. But we see, we know what God says. We know his truth, and we see what his says. Sometimes even the nation is against you, and then maybe it comes on the state level, and a federal judge says, well, I don't care that 81% of the people in Alabama say, no, we're going to honor biblical marriage, God's marriage, one man, one woman. I don't care about that. We'll lift this ban, and even though 81% say no, when the nation and then the state has it, when the nation is against you or the state, what do? Go to God. Go to God. And you know, just a side note on that subject, just thinking about that. You know, if you really want to hurt homosexuals, then let them continue on thinking that there's no sin, there's nothing wrong. If you want to hurt them, do that. But if you love them, if you love those struggling with that, caught in that lifestyle, or some who embrace it, if you love them, then share the truth and give them life. Show them what God says. God says the wages of sin is death. You know what they're heading for. Be a life giver. Share life with them. Share truth with them in love so that they can have life, so that they don't go to death. So when the nation's against you, go to him. Go to him. Vindicate me, oh God. And of course, that's especially true of us. God tells us in 2 Chronicles, when the nation is against you, God tells us, his people, believers, he says, if my people who are called by my name... That's you and I. It's not those on other sides. It's you and I that God is calling out here. If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and seek my face and pray and turn from their wicked ways. Who? Turn from their wicked. My people. Turn from our wicked ways. Humble ourselves. Seek his face. Then he'll forgive us. He'll heal our land. So you can do a lot as a believer. He's calling us out. Recognize your own sin. Repent. Turn to him. Change. Go to him. And so what do? When everyone and everything is against you, when the nation is against you, go to him. Vindicate me, O God. When people are against you, go to him. Right after that, he says, rescue me from deceitful and wicked men. When people are against you, go to him. Cry out to him. Rescue me, Lord, rescue me from these people or at work. Maybe it's something at work. Maybe it's at home. When people are against you, go to him. Rescue me, Lord. And next, when it feels, and that's the key word here, feels. When it feels like God is against you, go to him. Go to him. That's what we see also there. Verse 2, you are God, my stronghold. Why have you rejected me? Oppressed, why have you rejected me? Why must I go about mourning, oppressed by the enemy? When it feels like God, it's always a feeling. It's always a deception of the devil. God is never against you. He's always for you. When it feels like God is against you, go to him. You are God. Go to him. Tell him who he is. God, you are God, my stronghold. And remember that it's a lie. When you feel like he's against you, always remember it's a lie. Always remember that's Satan creeping in. He's trying to deceive you. or your own flesh or the world's teaching or whatever. God is for you. Here's what Max, I like what Max Lucado writes about God being for you always. He says this, God is cheering for you. God is for you. Not maybe, not has been, not was, not would be, but God is. He is for you today, at this hour, at this minute, as you read this sentence. No need to wait in line or come back tomorrow. He is with you. He could not be closer than he is at this second. His loyalty won't increase if you are better, nor lessen if you are worse. He is for you. God is for you. Turn to the sidelines. That's God cheering your run. Look past the finish line. That's God applauding your steps. Listen for him in the bleachers shouting your name. Too tired to continue? He'll carry you. Too discouraged to fight? He's picking you up. God is for you. God is for you. Had he a calendar, your birthday would be circled. If he drove a car, your name would be on his bumper. If there's a tree in heaven, he's carved your name in the bark. We know he has a tattoo, and we know what it says. I have written your name on my hand, he declares in Isaiah 49:16. God's for you. Just know if you ever feel like he's against you, just remember that's the lie. That's the lie of the devil. Don't believe it. So to move from depression to direction, when everyone and everything is against you, go to him. Next, don't only do that, but also ask him for light and truth. Ask him for light and truth. That's what we see in verse 3. Send forth your light. The psalmist is asking him for light. Send forth your light and your truth. Let them guide me. Let them bring me to your holy mountain, to the place where you dwell. Ask him for light and truth. They will guide you. They will guide you. Moving from depression to direction. When everyone and everything is against you, go to him and then ask him for light and truth. They will guide you. That's what he says. Send forth your light and your truth. Let them guide me. Both of them, his light and his truth, they'll guide you. Let them guide me, Lord. His light and his truth. They'll be your guide. He says in Psalm 27, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? But hear that. The Lord is my light. You want to ask him for light? He is the light personified. What did Jesus say? I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. Whoever follows him will be on the right path, will have the light of life, the light that guides. He is the light. The Lord is my light and my salvation. He will guide you. Go to him. Ask for light. You're really asking for Jesus. Ask for his light. Ask for him. He's your light. He'll guide you. Psalm 139 tells us you can't even escape his guidance, really. The psalmist in Psalm 139, he's saying, if I may go up to the heavens, you're there. If I make my bed in the depths, you're there. He said, even if I go to the far end of the sea, way over there, I guess for us, maybe it'd be California or something. Even if I go to the coast of California, even there your hand will guide me. You can't even escape his guidance if you're his. Ask him for light, for guidance, for light and truth. They will guide you. Ask him for truth. Who's the truth personified? Jesus. You're asking for Jesus again. He is the truth. I am the way and the truth and the life. I am the truth. You're looking for truth? Go to Jesus. He is the truth. I am the truth. Ask him for light. God, give me your light. Give me your truth. In a sense, you're kind of asking for Jesus. He's the light of the world. He's the truth. Lord, give me yourself. Give me you, Jesus. Give me light. Give me truth. Give me yourself, Jesus. And yes, when you ask him for truth and light, yes, do they guide you? Well, you know what? Isn't he also your guide? I am the way. Don't spend all your time looking for the way. Look to me. Look for me. I am the way. Don't look for the way. Look for me. Look to me. Keep your eyes fixed on me. You'll be in the way. I am the way. Ask him for light and truth. They will guide you. They will bring you to the place where he dwells. They will bring you into his presence. If you're seeking light and truth, you're seeking him, you'll be in his presence. He'll make himself known to you. And that's what we also see there. Send forth your light and your truth. Let them guide me. Let them bring me to your holy mountain, to the place where you dwell. Where God lives, that's in his presence. God, give me your light, give me your truth, give me you, Jesus. They'll bring you into his presence. Bring me into your presence. We know what it's like to have that light that we need. If you imagine driving on a mountainous road. I used to live in Colorado for about 3 years, starting when I was in seventh grade, And that was one of my favorite things to do, go driving up in the mountains. And sometimes you drive around those roads out there. I don't know what they were thinking. Sometimes there's not even a rail in some places. I was in seventh and eighth grade, but that's what I remember. Maybe I asked mom and dad about that, but it seems like I remember a few times just being terrified because you could just see forever. And like in some places, it looked like there wasn't a rail. But what would it be like driving at night on one of those roads? What do you need? You need those headlights, those low beam headlights. You might want to put them on high beam. And that's what it is, walking in life. A lot of times God just gives us, ask him for that light. God, give me your light. Give me your truth. A lot of times he just gives you enough to see just where you're going, where he wants you to go next. Might not show you the whole picture, but he'll give you enough light to take the next step. Maybe you're not obeying. Maybe that's why you're not getting the next step. You haven't obeyed the one he's given you light on so far. Ask him for truth and light. And finally, then worship him. Then worship him. If you want to move from depression to direction, when everyone and everything is against you, go to him. And then ask him for light and truth. And then worship him. Then worship him. That's what we see in verse 4 and 5. Then will I go to the altar of God, to God, my joy and my delight. I will praise you with the harp, O God, my God. Why are you downcast, O my soul? Why so disturbed within me? Put your hope in God, for I will yet praise him, my Savior and my God. Then worship him. Go to his altar. Go to him, your joy and your delight. That's what it says here. Then I will go to the altar of God, to God, my joy and my delight. Go to his altar. We need to do that every morning. We need to do Romans 12, don't we? Every morning. As soon as you wake up, if the Lord gives you a day tomorrow and he wakes you up and you still have life, we need to let our feet hit that floor and we need to imagine a full square altar like they used to use in the Old Testament, the altar of God that you could fit a whole bull on and lay that thing down. And we need to get up out of that bed and stand on that altar and say, God, I'm yours. I'm a living sacrifice. I'm offering myself to you today. Not just this and this and this and these parts of my life. I give you everything. I'm your offering this morning, Lord. Whatever you want, I'll do it today. And I'm still alive. All those offerings that got on your altar, you know, they're dead. They're offerings. But Lord, I'm dead to myself. That's what I'm saying. I'm on your altar, and I want to do what you said, Jesus. If anyone would come after me, he must deny himself, cease to exist, and take up his cross. There's my death to self. And follow me. Take up his cross daily, every day. Wake up, get out of that bed, and get on that altar. Take up your cross and follow me. Jesus, I give you myself today. I surrender to you. Whatever you have for me, take me through it, Lord. If it's death, take me through whatever you got for me, Lord. I want to follow you. I love you. I give you all that I am. I'm yours, and I'm a living sacrifice. And you can use me because I'm a living sacrifice. You can send me where you want. Tell me what to do. Tell me what to say. I'm just surrendered to you today, Lord. Go to his altar. To him, your joy and your delight. God is so many things, isn't he? He's your way. He's your truth. He's the light. He's your joy. He's your delight. God is so much. And that's what the psalmist is saying here. Then I go to the altar of God, to God, my joy. How do you get joy? God is my joy. He's my joy. Go to God, my joy and my delight. God is his delight. God's my delight. Go to his altar and go to him, your joy and your delight. That's who he is. And then praise him. Praise him with music. How long has Chris been trying to teach us this? And he does a good job teaching us this. But praise him with music. Look at there. I'll go to your altar. You're my joy, my delight. I will praise you with the harp. Instrument. You don't have to go buy a harp. Just praise him with the music. Oh God, my God. Get you some Christian CDs and play those in the morning and worship the Lord. And turn it on the Christian radio station. I know a few different ones. 89.1 FM, 107.9, if you like a more rocking Christian music, whatever. And just be worshiping him through the day. Get those songs in your head. Come to choir. Join the choir. Get those songs in your head and your heart. And just praise him with those songs in your own personal worship. And as we do here, worship him. Go to the altar to him, your joy, your delight. Praise him with music. In verse 5, move from depression to direction. That's what we're talking about here. And that's where the question comes up again in verse 5. Why are you downcast, O my soul? Why so disturbed within me? Put your hope in God. You know the answer. Move from depression to direction. And then trust in him and praise him for who he is, Savior and God. He's your Savior. He's your deliverer. He can deliver you from anything. If you're a believer, he delivered you from sin and death. The penalty of sin that was upon you for your sins, death and hell, eternal separation, he delivered you from that if you're a believer. And he delivered you from the sin and its penalty. You don't have to sin anymore. Now you can obey God. Now you can obey God. He's put his spirit in you. Trust in him and praise him for who he is, Savior and God. So move from depression to direction. When everyone and everything is against you, go to him. Ask him for light and truth. And then worship him. Let's pray together. Lord, we want to come to you now and ask that, Lord, help us to think this morning about the ultimate depression, that if we're still in our sins, let us think about the ultimate depression and moving from the ultimate depression to the ultimate direction, to move from on our way to hell, living in our sins, not having repented and put our faith in Jesus yet, to move into heaven, the ultimate direction, to eternal life and abundant life. If there's anyone here this morning who needs to do that, Lord, help them to call out to you right now and say, God, I want to do that, Lord. I want to be delivered from the ultimate depression. Lord, I know I'm a sinner. I know I've sinned against you. I know the penalty is death and hell. But I believe that you're the Son of God, Jesus, and that you are God in the flesh and that you came for me. I believe you took all my sin and all my guilt on that cross, that you were the sacrifice that God offered for me. And I believe you paid for all my sins on that cross. You shed your blood for me, and I believe you're raised from the dead. And so I'm coming to you right now. Lord, move me from that ultimate depression of death and hell. I'm calling out to you, Jesus. I'm saying, save me from my sins. Come into my life. I give my life to you. I'm yours, Jesus. I'm all yours. All that I have, all that I am, I give my life to you, Jesus. Save me. Come into my life. And Lord, thank you. Thank you that anybody who has sincerely prayed that, Lord, that you just move them into the ultimate direction. They have eternal life and abundant life. And Lord, help them to give them courage and boldness to celebrate that. Lord, everyone who believed, that I see in the book of Acts. Everybody who believe, you believe and get baptized. Believe and get baptized. So Lord, if there's anyone who has just firmed that up and made that certain and repented, put their faith in you, help them when Chris leads us in this song to step out of their seat and say, I've given my life to the Lord. Help them to share that with me as I stand down front, and let us share it with everybody, Lord, and help them to be your bright shining witness. And Lord, if somebody needs to join this church, Lord, if you're moving them in this direction to connect here to this fellowship, tell them that, Lord. If this is the place you want them, we know you want us somewhere connected, devoted, growing, serving you in a place. And so if this is it, Lord, for somebody here today, when Chris leads us in a song, tell them, Lord, help them to stand up and say, this is the place I need to be, and help them come join this church. And Lord, if you're telling anybody something they need to talk to you about, Lord, something you've spoken to their hearts, Lord, if they need to come to the altar, help them to come and pray, or pray at their seat, and help us all to do whatever you tell us to, Lord, and it's in your name we pray, Jesus. Amen. Well, if you're in one of those categories, now's your time. When Chris leads us, just step out of your seat and come. We just want to rejoice with you. If you need to come and share something with me, come and share. If you need me to pray for you about something, come. As Chris leads us.